Jocelyn Kent, a project manager with Allaire Homes Orillia and a volunteer with a New Haven for Youth Haven, is on a mission to create meaningful change in the Dominican Republic. Her journey began in November 2023, when she participated in a mission trip with Builders for Change and Live Different, helping to construct 3 homes in Puerto Plata. This experience sparked a passion in Kent, driving her to focus her skills and energy on improving communities in need. Now, Kent is spearheading efforts to raise funds for a new schoolhouse in Beatty Cangrejo, a community in desperate need of safe spaces for children. Partnering with H Heart, a local organization led by Rotarians, she plans to transform an old, deteriorated schoolhouse into a safe and welcoming facility for after-school programs. Kent will return to the Dominican Republic this month to begin the project, which is slated for completion by February 16. "I've always wanted to do this," Kent shared. "The experiences I've had down there and the people I met only made me want to do more." With 6 years of experience at Allaire Homes and being on the Simcoe County Home Builders Association Board of Directors, Kent is no stranger to leadership. However, it wasn't until she began exploring global challenges that she realized the potential to use her skills to make a difference. "I was never really exposed or aware of some of the challenges people living abroad face," Kent said. "Through social platforms and personal research, I've developed an interest in leveraging my industry expertise to make an impact." For Kent, a graduate of Orillia District Collegiate and Vocational Institute, this mission is about more than construction. It's about fostering education, hope, and growth. She plans to teach community members in Beatty Cangrejo how to establish basic building codes and develop their construction skills, enabling them to sustain and expand their efforts in the future. "When I'm there as a project manager, I'm also there as a person," she said. "We will focus on relationships before tasks, balancing the work with meaningful interactions with the locals and the kids. Their stories have inspired me as much as I hope to inspire them." Kent is funding much of the project with sponsorships, support from Allaire Homes and its partners, and support from Tatham Engineering, which is providing design expertise. She has also launched a GoFundMe campaign to raise $25,000 to complete the schoolhouse. While she is focused on making a difference in the Dominican Republic, Kent notes the experience has deepened her appreciation for life in Canada. "I've been privileged to have access to education and resources to learn my trade," she said. "It's rewarding to use those skills abroad." Her dedication to humanitarian work extends beyond the Dominican Republic. She is also involved in a local initiative to rebuild the Youth Haven shelter on Wellington Street in Barrie. However, she plans to continue focusing much of her energy on the Dominican Republic, believing a sustained commitment to one community can yield a greater impact. "If you focus on one specific place, I think you'll find that the impact you make is a little bit larger," she said.